An incredible amount is happening in the Chippewa Valley, and coming up, we're going to talk about as much of it as we can on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. We begin with the opening of the State Theater. It's now the State Theater and Community Center. Joe Luganville, who's a member of the school board, is also now the CEO of the State Theater and Community Center. He told WEAU-TV.
Tonight is really all about celebrating this place and celebrating that it's reopened and celebrating its renewed purpose, not just to serve as a theater venue, but also to serve as a community center for years to come.
Coming up Thursday through Sunday, 4 days, the Wisconsin Science Festival in Eau Claire, hosting a number of seminars, workshops, and learning experience for adults and kids to learn more about the world around them, showcasing science in everyday life. You can learn more at wisconsinsciencefest.org. That's wisconsinsciencefest.org. Chippewa County is seeking to take a stand against meth. In fact, they have a website by that title. It's all one word, takeastandagainstmeth.org. Yes, takeastandagainstmeth.org. At that site, you're greeted with the following statement. You know methamphetamine. It's a powerful stimulant with destructive effects. But did you know that it's rampant here in Chippewa County? The site goes on to say that the numbers tell the story. Meth-related referrals to the district attorney have risen 256% since 2015. This affects all of us, from Chippewa Falls and Bloomer to Holcomb and Boyd. You can help. Learn how you can take a stand against meth in Chippewa County and at the site, takeastandagainstmeth.org. Well, several area pastors are joining with a task force that is doing some work on this subject. We spoke with one of them, Pastor Perry Polnasek from Fellowship Church, which meets Sundays at Mycon Cinema in Chippewa Falls.
I'm one of the pastors that are a part of this, but there's the police, justice system, the healthcare. It's the whole community coming together to work as one in order to address this addictions and meth problem that we have in our community.
So maybe it's helpful to take a step back and just size up. Can you give us an overview? I mean, how bad is the problem that's led to this?
Well, the increase is up like 200 and some odd percentage points in terms of numbers of families, numbers of arrests. They're also being inundated because there's so many families, children being taken out of homes because of meth-related drug problems. And so it's blown apart our foster care systems. The county doesn't have enough resources to wrap around, and so it just is kind of snowballing, and I think that's what caused us to want to step into this.
Right. I know earlier in the school year, I mean, a good amount of attention was given to the number of kids, be it 200 or so, and a sizable increase of them in terms of that have a need for a foster care, and that seems to be overwhelmingly tied to meth. Is there anything that people are identifying that exists in Chippewa County that's precipitating such a large increase of this?
Yeah, well, we just did this training on the ACEs program, where there's a significant amount of trauma that is happening into our younger families, and that could be anything from drug use to domestic violence to divorce, fatherless homes, single-parent, you know, households, and all of those things are adding up to where this kid is much more likely to fall into the same traps that they were kind of exposed to. And so that's one of the educational pieces that we're trying to address, is how do we identify those kids that are most prone or vulnerable, and then how can we give them some tools to help them become more resilient.
And so what's the end goal? I mean, I see where this is going to be rolled out even as early as this week in Bloomer and other locations in Chippewa County, but what's the end goal?
Well, I think first we're starting with education. We just need to have people be aware of that this is a significant problem. If we start talking about it, just putting our attention on the issue, it's proven to be effective as the first layer. And then the other side is that if we could collectively look at this together, then we can more easily come up with a third alternative. The alternatives that have been exercised so far are pretty limited because we're only exercising it as a faith community or the police alone or the judicial system or education. And what the goal is, as the big idea, is can we gather all of these people together focus our attention on this one single problem and believe that there's a third alternative that has yet to be revealed in this.
So you're encouraged by the coming together, the collaboration that's taking place.
Yeah, I think, and that's part of where we have to trust that process, that just the simple act of us coming together. Again, we saw that in the Love Chippewa effort where, you know, 13 different churches came together to meet human needs in Christ's name. Unusual partners, and what happens, I think, is that people's relationships grow, that opportunity and innovation can come. And if we all start focusing in the same on the same issue and then start walking in the same direction, it obviously has to make a difference.
Again, that's Pastor Perry Paul Nazyk, one of several pastors serving on this meth task force. You can learn more at the website takeastandagainstmeth.org. A few more of the statistics at the site. They say meth has serious effects in Chippewa County just in the last 4 years. Again, highlighting earlier, we told you that 256% increase in meth-related referrals to the district attorney in Chippewa County. What this means is more meth use means more crime and more victims. Also, 193% increase in out-of-home placements. What this means, many more tax dollars will be needed for these placements. And finally, a 50% increase in referrals to Child Protective Services just in the last 4 years in Chippewa County. And the site says that what this means, more children are living in unsafe, unhappy homes. Again, learn more at takeastandagainstmeth.org. That's all one word, takeastandagainstmeth.org. On to a new subject here on Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO. The $3 million expansion at Feed My People Food Bank in Eau Claire is now complete. That means it's time for employees and volunteers to start moving into their new space. And Emily Moore, the executive director, told WEAU-TV,
I'm excited about the opportunities and the possibilities and being able to really concentrate on what people need and what our communities need and no longer worrying about getting through the barriers and obstacles of our internal building.
WEAU's Sarah Winkleman caught up with our friend, Assistant Director Suzanne Becker at Feed My People with a live interview.
So one of the things you're most excited about, the cooler space over here. Tell us about the new cooler you have.
We really are excited. You know, as every year we learn more about how important food is to our health for all of us, and then the terrible barriers that low-income folks face in getting that healthy food. So it's all about fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy, those kinds of things, and we were just overflowing before. So our old cooler is over here, which is still works and everything, but this is almost triple what our old cooler was, and it allows us to have so much more product and variety in fruits and vegetables, and just very exciting.
And now you have something special in here too that you've installed to help produce last even longer. Tell us about that.
We did. We installed aeroside units in both of the coolers, and what that does is it takes the ethylene out of the air and really prolongs the life of the produce. So that again just gets more food out and less waste.
Kind of lastly, I mean, what's it like to have this new space now to continue to serve people in the community?
Oh, it's been so exciting, and we're still working on it. We built this structure. We expanded the structure not just for today, but for the future, so that we were prepared to be innovative, to increase our partnerships, to really just find new ways to reach folks in need. And it's the community made this happen. We're very excited.
And there'll be a ribbon cutting at Feed My People on October 24th from 3 to 4 in the afternoon to show off their brand new space. There'll be tours of the building, light appetizers, and the project leader will share a few words. So put that on your calendar. Mary Beth Woodford is the executive director of the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic, and she was on WQOW's morning show recently talking about the history of the Free Clinic.
Well, about 22 years ago, the Free Clinic opened up in our community when several doctors and concerned community members were finding that there were people that were not getting adequate health care for various reasons, mainly because of costs, and wanted to step forward and open up a facility to help them out.
Woodford tells WQOW-TV that while their building goal was $1.2 million.
However, the building we purchased is a little bit older, so we're finding things that still may need some help. So it'll be ongoing for a while, but we have purchased our building, so we're very proud of that.
Woodford explains about this Wednesday's open house.
Well, we want to celebrate the Free Clinic having a permanent medical facility. As you're probably aware, in the last 6 years, we've moved four times, and this last announcement of having to move, we made a decision that we needed a permanent home. Setting up a medical facility is quite difficult and quite lengthy, so we needed to be permanent. And we found this other facility in Eau Claire that gave us the medical room that we needed. We could provide more services, and we're just really excited to have the doors open. And we've been there for about a year now, and we're doing all the medical services that we have in place. And we just want to celebrate that with the community.
The open house will run from 4 to 6 this Wednesday at the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic's new location at 10:30. Oak Ridge Drive in Eau Claire. Woodford details some of what will be taking place during the two-hour open house.
Well, we'll have some music. Kathy Reitz and her trio will be performing for us. We'll have several of our dignitaries throughout the free clinic talk about why this is important to them, why it's important in the community to have a free clinic. And then we want to showcase our facility. We want to show people what it is. It's so much like any other medical facility, only it's run by volunteers, and there are no charges to any of our patients, not the services that we provide or the medication. So we'd like to give tours so our community can see what we're all about.
Finally, Woodford tells WQOW how nice it'll be to know that this latest location will serve as the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic's home for years to come.
Yes, of course. The facility is just a building, but to provide consistent and stable health care and know that we can expand if we need to, we can change our services within the facility that we have is very rewarding. But permanency and not having to pack up and every 2 years is what we were looking for.
And finally, the Boys and Girls Club's 13th annual Steak and Burger is right around the corner on Tuesday, October 22nd from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Florian Gardens. Grants manager and special events support Kim Gillette tells WQOW-TV why she loves this event so much.
We love this event because it does. It brings members and just different community members together. But the best part about the club is the kids. So That is why we're doing it. And along with that, all the programming they can tell the different member or different guests that are there, what they do at the club. So it's really an exciting event for us.
And how will the kids be highlighted?
They are going to, actually, we're going to have member art, which is there for people to bid on and buy. We also are going to have them speak. One of our Youth of the Year, or our Youth of the Year, Avi, is going to be there, and she is a great representative of the club. She is passionate about what we do at the club and really is great at expressing it, and she'll be able to share with our guests at the event, you know, what happens at the club.
And how does the Youth of the Year get selected for the Boys and Girls Club?
They actually, amid all of our clubs, we have a different representative from each club. They have to present to a group that then, therefore, chooses who our Youth of the Year is. It's about speaking in public. It's about presenting themselves. And it's really about what they've learned at the club. So they share with that. And then they're chosen as our Youth of the Year. And they go on to further competitions in the state. So Wonderful. It's a great honor for Avi.
Again, the Steak and Burger for the Boys and Girls Club is a week from Tuesday, October 22nd from 5 to 9 at the Florian Gardens. The cost is $85 per ticket or $600 per table, including 6 guests and 2 members of the Boys and Girls Club. Call 715-514-5115. That's 514-5115. One last event to tell you about is this year's Chippewa Valley Book Festival is right around the corner. It's 20 events in 7 days and 1 festival. You can learn more at cvbookfest.org. That's cvbookfest.org. Now, while it's largely taking place October 21st through the 27th, the pre-festival week is coming up this week, including a chance to meet the school authors. There's a book sale and signing going on at the Eau Claire Experience Center at the Pablo Center at 6 o'clock Tuesday night. It's the book sale, and the author introductions and autograph sessions will start Tuesday night at 6:30. Also, this sounds terrific as well, going on at the Centennial Hall, room 1614 at UW Eau Claire, Wednesday night at 7. Tanya Lee Stone, author of Girl Rising, Changing the World, One Girl at a Time. She asked the question, why are 130 million girls around the globe not being educated, and what can we do about it? Inspired by the film of the same name, Tanya Lee Stone's Girl Rising tackles these questions. She'll explore how educating girls is the single most powerful tool we have to make our world a safer, healthier, more functional place. And a question and answer will take place as well. The talk will include a mini screening, one chapter of the film, some other great books and authors being highlighted over these next couple of weeks. Again, learn more at cvbookfest.org. That's cvbookfest.org. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I told you there's a lot going on in the Chippewa Valley, and we were going to cover as much of it as we could on this quarter hour program. The preceding public affairs broadcast on WWIB and WOGO can be accessed via our podcast at WIB.com. I'm Mark Halverson.